Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. It's a great story came out yesterday. Remember David Hogg? David Hogg was the kid at Parkland who witnessed his classmates, schoolmates being murdered, gunned down. Marjorie Taylor Greene denied it ever happened. David Hogg went to Capitol, lobbied for stronger gun laws that would stop this in schools. And she followed him and harassed him and kept whining and had it videoed so she could run for Congress. Bad news. Well, David Hogg has a lot of moxie, and he just announced something yesterday, which I think is great. David Hogg is going to start a pillow company, a progressive pillow company. Now, why is he doing that? Well, there's a guy named Mike Lindell who owns a company called MyPillow, and it was a successful company. But Mike Lindell has a characteristic about him. He is a Trump devotee. He's to the right of Trump. He's the guy at the very end suggested to Trump, along with General Michael Flynn, that they even have a military coup. This guy is bat feathers crazy. And he's the guy that was on Newsmax and the anchor walked off finally because all he would do is talk about crooked Dominion voting machines, and Dominion voting machines are not crooked, and they threatened to sue for libel. And so Newsmax and Fox and the rest are very concerned about being sued and have to pay a lot of money. So they're going, okay, we're backing off of that. And then this idiot Lindell gets on there and continues this lie about a good company, good products, and his company is MyPillow. So David Hogg has decided to start a progressive pillow company. Well, it's going to come down to the quality of the pillow, obviously, but I wish David Hogg all the best. And the fact that he's going to start a pillow company is very, very funny. And it's a very, very good sign. Somebody in a much younger generation has a lot of moxie, and I really, really like it. Now, Joe Biden gave an important foreign policy speech yesterday. There's one part of it that I am concerned about, and I'll say it right now. He is going to increase the number of refugees we take into this country from 15,000 to 125,000 starting this year. And he spoke specifically about the Middle East and Africa. Now, our State Department, and these are by professionals, it was not political, took a look at the Middle East, and they certified two groups that are subject to genocide because of their religion in the Middle East. And those two groups are Christians and Yazidis. And you may remember when ISIS cornered some Yazidis on a mountain and they were going to murder them. And finally, the United States and Europe went in and put a stop to it. But ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, and the rest of them are simply genociding Christians in the Middle East and in Africa. It is imperative, in my view, because refugee does not mean economic refugee. It does not mean there are about 3 or 4 billion people who economically would want to come into the United States and Europe. It means people who are subject to persecution for their religion or race. That is what a refugee is. And those in the Middle East are Christians and Yazidis, and they are the ones that should be given priority, absolute priority, before anybody else into coming into this country. In Africa, in Nigeria, one of the cardinals of the church in Nigeria said, do not forget the Christians in Nigeria who are being subject to genocide. And what did he mean by that? The facts on the ground are this. There is a group called Fulani. They're the Fulani herders, and they are basically like Al-Qaeda and Boko Haram. They just come down to Christian villages and animist villages that have no religion and start murdering people. They murder old men, women, children in a horrible fashion, and they basically intimidate them to the point where they convert to Islam or they're murdered. And that is going down all through Africa, which is what happened throughout Asia 1,000 years ago. So I think if you look into this a little more, call your congressman and just say, if we're going to increase refugees, they should be for people who are subject to persecution for their religion or race, not people who simply willy-nilly happen to come from Sudan or Somalia, which are both Islamic countries, and they're not under persecution for their religion, race, and they just want to come to the United States and Europe. And the fact is that we should not be admitting people in a culture who are is the culture that is committing the genocide. We should give preference, which is our law, that people who are persecuted for their religion and race should come in first, and those are Christians and Yazidis. Okay, we are going now to some of the brave Republicans who stood up to Marjorie Taylor Greene and on the impeachment of Donald Trump. One of the most outspoken is Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. Adam Kinzinger has just been censured by the LaSalle County Republican Central Committee because he wasn't compliant with Republican leadership on opposing Trump's impeachment. And now I'm sure they'll add in on throwing Marjorie Taylor Greene out of her committee assignments because he was good on that too. You know, Adam Kinzinger is a Republican. I'm a Democrat. I'm not going to support Adam Kinzinger. But I have to say that people like him and Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney and Ben Sasse and a few others are the only hope of the Republican Party. And it is absolutely cannibalistic for some of these tin horn counties and tin horn Republican committees to savage their own people because they had the guts. They had the guts to vote to impeach Donald Trump. Another beauty. This could only come out of Oklahoma. I love Oklahoma. I've traveled there. My cousin married an Oklahoma girl. I went to the wedding in Oklahoma City. It's a great place. I have classmates and friends there. But I tell you what. Listen to this case. There's an old guy who's just race obsessed, flies a swastika flag, Nazi swastika from his house. Then he sits in a chair hidden behind it, smoking cigarettes in the bushes with a gun, waiting for somebody to come take it so he can shoot him. That's what he did. That is exactly what he did. A young woman goes to a party in that neighborhood, had a few brewskis, probably quite a few brewskis, may have had a few glasses of wine, maybe a lot of wine, walks by, see it. She goes up on the lawn and snatches it to take it, steal it. He shoots her. He does not kill her, fortunately. He's been criminally charged. And she is suing him for $75,000. Now, a guy shoots me. I'm not going to sue him for 75 grand. I'm going to sue him for 7 million grand. What is this? What is this? And a lot of people, libertarians, are going to say, well, Matt, it's his property. She went on it, steal his flag. It ain't great. He's afraid. Hey, baloney. Let me tell you something. There's a thing called common law, the statutory law and common law. Statutory law is what the legislature passes in statutes. Common law is a body of judge-made law over the years. And going back to merry old England hundreds of years ago, you know what they did, the lords? My lord, they would put spring guns hidden in their gardens. So a poor guy would go in to steal some tomatoes or something, and the spring gun would kill him or hurt him. And the judges there said, no, you can't do that. You cannot sabotage your own property even to stop a thief. And this is very similar. And that's true in the United States too. You cannot sit in a chair and hide in the bushes and bait somebody with a swastika flag, a Confederate flag, you know, an ISIS flag, any other kind of flag you want, and then shoot him when he comes on you brought him on there by that provocation. Even if you didn't, you don't get to shoot him. You're not under attack yourself. You're sitting lying in the weeds like a snake ready to shoot somebody. But that's what happened. That is exactly what happened in Oklahoma. Fortunately, the guy was charged. Should have been charged with attempted murder. They only charged him with assault and battery with a gun, which I hope under Oklahoma law is severely punished. But, you know, this nut job, pro-Nazi nut job, runs, you know, flies a swastika, baits somebody to sneak onto his lawn, shoots him, a woman with a few brewskis in her, shoots her coming out of a party. And then this is what you got. Very, very, very cold, very bad. Going to a break? Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.